2.5.
I was in Warsaw last week. What a great city!
Did you have time to visit?
A little. I stayed in the city centre. I love the contrast between the historic buildings and the modern ones. I saw one amazing building. It's in a tiny space between an old brick building and a block of flats made of concrete.
Oh, what sort of building is it?
At first, it was an art project. The official name is Kerrett House, but people call it the narrowest house in the world.
How narrow is it?
Just a minute. I've got the information here. Let's see. It says the metal and glass structure is only 92 centimetres at the narrowest point and 152 centimetres wide at its widest point. That's not very wide.
Does somebody actually live there?
Sometimes. It's a place where visiting writers can live and work. The first person to stay there was the writer Edgar Kerrett, and that's why it's called Kerrett House. He says that Kerrett House is similar to his stories, small but complete.
Does it have a bathroom and kitchen?
Yes, here, look at the plan. It has everything one person needs. On the ground floor, there's a kitchen with a tiny fridge, a toilet and a shower. There's a ladder to the upstairs bedroom. There is plenty of natural light.
It's very cosy.
Yes, but I think I'd rather live in a spacious, open-plan flat myself.